I'm Steve Miller reporting. United Nations said Monday that an aid convoy carrying humanitarian assistance had started entering the town of Douma in Damascus's besieged rebel-held suburbs of eastern Ghouta. The UN's Humanitarian Affairs Office said in a Twitter post that the convoy of trucks carrying health and nutrition supplies, along with food for 27,500 people in need. It said some life-saving health supplies were not allowed to be loaded. Monday's convoy sparks the first time an aid delivery is allowed to enter eastern Ghouta in nearly 3 weeks. The big winners in Italy's election are a rival pair of populist and stridently anti-European Union political forces. Sabina Castelfranco has more.
Sunday's populist victory is not good news for migrants from Africa or those trying to enter Europe through Italy, as winning factions have been clamoring for measures to stop migration and increase deportations. The outcome of the vote, which effectively delivered a hung parliament, paves the way for a prolonged period of political instability. And President Sergio Mattarella is not expected to open formal talks on forming a government until early April. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Turkey's state-run news agency said that Turkish police detained four Islamic State suspects as part of an investigation into a possible attack on the U.S. embassy in Ankara. The arrest came as the embassy was closed Monday over an unspecified threat. The Turkish deputy prime minister said the U.S. embassy had shared intelligence with Turkey's intelligence and security authorities, leading to, quote, important results. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says Mexico and Canada would be exempt from his planned tariffs on steel and aluminum imports if